Some people don't believe in God, so they don't pray because who would they be praying to? 是正在寻求神，可是呢，他们也不晓得这个神到底是谁，那么他们也不知道怎么样去跟他沟通。
Some people are new to the faith, and perhaps the only prayer that they've offered up is their sinner's prayer, their prayer for forgiveness.
那有的人呢，他们是新到了这个新来这个基督信仰里面的哈、哦，可是他们唯一学到的这个祷告的方法呢，就是说承认他们自己的罪，然后要求这个神的饶恕。
And maybe some of you are like me, you've been a Christian for a while, but you've developed some really bad habits.
可能你们有些在座的人呢，就像我一样，是成为基督徒很久了哈、哦，可是呢，也可能会有一些不好的习惯。
So no matter where you are on your spiritual journey today, don't you ever wish that you had a formula or someone would come and teach you very simply, how should I pray?
那么你如果说不管你是这个信仰的旅程是在哪里，你有时候会希望说啊，真是希望有一个公式能教你怎么祷告，或者是有个人能够来教你怎么祷告。
So we see here in this set of passages that the Lord Jesus Christ does exactly that.
所以呢，我们看刚才的那些经文呢，就是说，神就是在告诉我们我们想要知道的。
So if you've been here for the last couple of weeks, you know we're in a series about prayer.
如果你过去几个礼拜是跟我们一起的话呢，你就知道说我们现在讲的是祷告系列。
But if you're here for the first time or haven't been attending, each message is meant to be standalone, so we'll address this one issue for today.
那么，可是如果说今天你只是来的拜访的话呢，我也可以告诉你们，我们每一次讲到的单元也都是各自独立的。
Now, if somebody were to ask you, how would you pray? What would you answer?
如果有人问你说你怎么祷告，那你怎么回答他呢？
Now, a classic definition of Christian prayer reads as follows: It's an offering up of our desires unto God.Things that are agreeable with His will, in the name of Christ, with confession of our sins and thankful acknowledgement of His mercies.
那么有一个那个很基本的一个解释，就关于基督徒祷告的一个字面上的解释是这样讲哈。他说，我们祷告就是把我们的渴望啊，能够交托给神，然后凡事遵循他的旨意，然后以基督的名来认我们的罪，而且以这个确认感谢的心来感谢他的怜悯。
Okay, that's way too complicated.
Okay, 那我们刚才讲的就好像太复杂了哈。
So prayer is communicating with God.
其实祷告啊，就是跟神沟通。
Simply talking to Him.
其实就是跟他讲话一样。
Now, how many of you have a best friend?
那你们在座的有哪位呢？有好朋友？
Well, what makes him or her a best friend? What do you know about your best friend? And how did you come about that information? It's because you've developed a close relationship with this person. You communicate with him or her regularly.
你常常跟这个人呢沟通。
You know their hopes and dreams and pains and anxieties. You know everything about them.
你知道他们的希望、他们的梦想、他的害怕、他的焦虑。你知道他身上他心里所想的一切事情。
But do you know who God is?
可是你知道神是谁吗
？Do you know what God's will for your life is?
你知道神在你身上的旨意是什么吗
？Do you know how to find out what God's will for your life is？
你知道怎么能够寻找到神在你身上的旨意吗
？How do you think about God？
你对神的想法是什么
？Who is He to you？
他对你而言又是什么样的人呢
？Do you think of Him as a loving Father？
你会不会把他看成是一个很慈祥的父亲呢
？Jesus did.
耶稣基督是这样想的。
And Jesus, by teaching this, wants you and I today to think the same way about God.
耶稣基督在教导我们这句祷文的时候，就是希望你跟我都能够这样子来了解神。
So in our text today, we'll address three main points.
所以今天我们的经文呢，今天我们讲到的内容就是要讲三个重点。
The first one is the wrong way to address God, like the hypocrite.
什么是不对的方法来跟神沟通，就像那些假冒伪善的人。
The second thing we'll look at is how to address God.
第二个呢，就是来说什么样才是对的方法来跟神沟通。
And the third thing, and probably the most important, is our identity. How do we see ourselves in relation to God?
第三点就是说是我们的身份哈，是我们自己怎么看我们跟神的关系。
So first, let's address the wrong way to address God.
所以首先呢，我们先来看看什么是错误的方法来跟神沟通。
In the passage that we read, and even before that, there are two groups of people.
我们刚才念的那些经文哈，从第五到第九节，甚至在那个第一到第四节当中，都讲到两种人。
These can best be summed up as religious hypocrites.
这两种人可以把总结为就是那种假冒伪善的，好像宗教狂热的人。
They stand up and they offer these great prayers with many words to God.
他们站起来，好像就是一直不断的，就是很大声的讲，把他们的这个祷告献给神。
Is for one purpose, to impress others.
可是他们唯一的目的是让别人对他们刮目相看。
They are more interested in being seen by everyone else than they are in being seen and heard by God.
事实上，他们是很希望别人对他们注意到、听到，而不是希望在神面前他们能够听到跟看到。
And Jesus is telling his disciples and us today, don't be like that.
那神呢，就是耶稣基督，就是告诉他的门徒，也是告诉我们今天，就是说不要像他们这样子。
And if you do this, don't expect anything from God. You have your reward already.
如果你这样做的话呢，就不要从神的身上想要得到什么，因为你已经得到你的奖赏了。
So he teaches us if we want to communicate with God our Father, go into a secret room and offer your prayers there.
事实上，这经文是教导我们，如果你要跟神沟通。
Now, let's don't take this out of the context of the entire New Testament.
当然，我们不要把这一段经文拿出来，好像就是离了整个大主题来谈。
There's nothing wrong with praying in public.
其实你在一般的公众前面祷告，并没有任何错误。
But if you're praying in public to impress other people and not to impress God, you got it all wrong.
如果呢，你在公众祷告呢，只是为了在人前炫耀，而不是在神前面来好好的祷告的话，那你就做错了。
Now the other group that Jesus addresses here is the Gentiles, the non-believers.
那现在呢，第二种人呢，就刚才的经文所讲到的，就是那些不相信神的人，就是当时的外邦人。
And these are the people that would offer up these long prayers to all of the different gods, making sure they didn't miss any.
这些人祷告的时候呢，就是成一连串的那个祷告词，然后对所有的那个神都献上这个祷告啊，就是确定说他们没有错失任何的神。
And they would chant these mantras or these names of gods over and over and over, and this is where we get our word babbling.
那他们呢，就是一直不断的重复的讲同样的那种祷告文哈，其实就像我们英文讲的，就是讲了叽里咕噜咕噜，就是胡言乱语的哈。
So, but it isn't interesting, at the end of this, Jesus tells us that our Father already knows what we need, and that's tremendous reassurance.
其实呢，我们在经文后面呢，已经看到说，其实在我们没有祷告之前呢，神已经知道我们的需要是什么了。你不觉得这对我们是一个很让我们欣慰的事情吗？
But it would beg a question then, why pray?
那我们现在就问你一个问题了，那干嘛要祷告啊？
It seems that this isn't an exchange of information, but rather a development of a relationship.
很多人就认为说，祷告好像只是说跟神在交换一些信息，把我们的资料告诉他，而不是说我们跟神在建立一个关系。
We come to Him through our relationship.
我们来到他的面前，
in the passage, let me draw your attention to an interesting word that's repeated three times in eight verses.
那在我们刚才谈的经文当中呢，我要希望你的注意力能够看到其中一个字。
And this word is Father.
那这个字就是父亲。
And I think Jesus is making a very critical point in identifying who God is.
那么耶稣基督呢，就是用一个，就说想要注明这个神，这个天父是谁，所以他就要把我们的注意力放在那。Now
God as Father is in the Old Testament only a couple of times.
那以天这个神为父亲的这个字句呢，实际上在旧约里面只是发生了几次，提到了几次。
Deuteronomy 32:6 reads, Is this the way you repay the Lord, O foolish and unwise people? Is he not your father, your creator, who made you and formed you?
在申命记32章6节里面就谈到说，愚昧无知的人啊，你们这样报答耶和华吗？他岂不是你的父将你买来的吗？他是制造你、建立你的。
Jeremiah 3:4 reads, Have you not just called to me, Father, my friend from my youth?
那那个耶利米书3章4节也谈到说，你岂不向我呼叫说，我父啊，你是我幼年的恩主？
Now both of these are in the context of God reminding his people who he is and what he's done for them.
那么这两个经文呢，都是这个主。
And calling his people out that despite that, they're turning away from him.
然后也是提醒他当时的人民，就是说，不管他给这些人民做了什么，这些人还是转背向他。
But isn't that true for us today?
可是呢，对我们今天来讲，是不是也是使用的呢？
Even after all that God has done for us, we can still turn.
即使是不管神对我们做了什么，我们还是转背向他。
And sometimes we can praise him for what he does, but not who he is.
有的时候呢，我们是可以赞赏、赞美神，是因为他对我们生命做了什么事情，而不是因为他是谁而赞美他。
And we don't thank him for every good gift.
而且我们并没有把说给我们生命里的很多很好的礼物来谢谢他。
Instead, sometimes our prayers can be complaining about what he hasn't done for us.
很多时候呢，我们祷告是不是事实上不是赞美他，而是常常抱怨说他在我生命里面哪些东西要求他并没有应允。And
in his providence, if he doesn't give it, we turn from it.
然后当他没有给我们我们要的东西的时候，我们就转背向他。
We can turn to other gods. We can turn to other idols, just like the Israelites.
我们呢也是有可能就像当时以色列人一样，转向其他的神。
We can turn to the idol of money.
我们可以就是把金钱当作偶像。
We can even turn to the idol of other people to meet our needs that only the Father can.
我们甚至把其他的人呢，我们转向其他的人，把他当成我们的偶像，而不是把神当成我们的偶像。
They can become our idol, and they can become our material worth.
还有就是他们可能不但是变成我们的偶像，他们也可能变成我们这个所在世俗上所拥有的。
And like the prophet Jeremiah, we can actually cheat on God with other gods.
就像耶利米这个先知所讲的，我们实际上也是可以来背叛神的，欺骗神的。But
maybe the best portrait of God in the Old Testament occurs in Exodus.
事实上，我想在神里面呢，这个到底神是谁？事实上，在这个出埃及记里面是讲的很好。
Exodus 4:23 reads as follows. Then say to Pharaoh, This is what the Lord says. Israel is my firstborn son, and I told you, Let my son go, and you say he may worship me. But you refused to let him go, and I will kill your firstborn.
在出埃及记的第4章22到23节里面就讲到说，你要对法老说，耶和华这样说：以色列是我的儿子，我的长子。我对你说过，容我的儿子去，好侍奉我。你还是不肯容他去。看哪，我要杀你的长子。
is identified as Father before he sets him free out of Egypt.
这里很有意思的，我要指出来，就是说，当时的神哈，是已经被认为是他们的以色列人的父亲，在他们还没有从埃及被释放出来之前。
Moses was communicating that God is a loving and compassionate Father who hears his people's cries and comes to rescue them.
当时摩西的目的就是要来替神跟他的子民沟通，就是说，神是有爱心、有怜悯心的父亲。他听到他当时人民的哀哭，他就来这边拯救他们。
Now we see this concept of God the Father more developed in the New Testament.
事实上，我们看这个，就是说，我们的神是我们的天父这个事情，这个观念呢，实际上在新约里面又更能阐明了。
Remember in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prayed to the Father, if this cup could pass, make it, but not my will, yours be done.
记不记得这耶稣基督在克西马尼园中，他是这样跟神祷告，他说：“若父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我，然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。”
His son did the will of the Father.
这个儿子呢，就是按照神的这个他父亲的旨意而行。
Now, as adopted sons and daughters, we're to be acting and thinking in exactly the same way as Jesus did.
事实上，我们这些被收养的这个孩子跟儿子跟女儿呢，我们也应该是有这样的行为跟这样的思维，就像这个耶稣基督对他的父神一样。
We need to turn from our own will and our own desires and refocus our attention to God's will and God's desires.
我们应该转变我们，把我们自己的这个意志跟我们的这种渴望啊，不要由我们身上寻求，而是能够转向神的这个渴望跟他的意志。
Now Christ's work on the cross is the ultimate exodus.
当然，这个，Christ died on the cross，就当耶稣基督死在十字架上呢，就是真正最终极的一个出埃及记的这个表征。
God has heard our cries for escape from sin and death and has answered us.
神就是听到我们被我们罪性的作为奴隶的这个哭声以后呢，他就把他的爱子给我们来拯救我们。
He's provided a way, a costly and painful way.
他呢，替我们，替我们准备了一个很极为昂贵代价以及极为痛苦的一个拯救方式。
Jesus' focus now should become our focus. And it's God's will, not ours.
所以说现在呢，耶稣基督的这个重物呢，就应该成为我们的重物点。那神的旨意就应该成为我们的旨意。Even
on the cross, Jesus prayed to the Father to forgive those who were killing him.
即使是在十字架上，这个耶稣基督快要死的时候，都跟他的父神在祷告，说原谅那些残害他的人。
So they were putting to death the only innocent man to ever live.
他们事实上是把这个世界上唯一罪无辜无罪的人呢，钉死了。
But this was God's will and His plan for our salvation.
可是这就是神的旨意，是他的计划，是为了我们的罪而存的。
Okay, so I think we got how not to pray.
好，我现在我想已经讲了，就说什么样不是适合跟神沟通的方法。
So now we'll turn our attention back to the way he says for us to pray.
那现在我们要把我们的注意力转回，说什么样才是合适祷告的方法。
Now if you'll notice that the Lord's Prayer is broken into two main segments.
你会发现到说刚才的主祷文呢是分成两段。
The first half, verses 9 and 10, are all about who God is.
第一部分呢，就是讲第九跟第十节呢，就是讲到完全是讲到神是神。We
get His name, Father. We get His location, heaven, and we get His will being done in heaven, and our desire for it to come to
earth.那么我们刚才就讲到说，神他就特指第九节里面提到说，他的名字就是神，他的地点就是天上，在天上的父，然后他的旨意就是来到，就是旨意行在地上，行在天上。
Now verses 11, 12, and 13 are about
因为他把他的那个领颊的那个离得太低了，离那个声源、离口腔太远，就得把这个干的 level 调大。其实调的越高越不好，所以一般加领颊就是位置比较好。
So now the next 4 or 5 weeks in the English service, we're going to be unpacking the rest of the Lord's Prayer. So ask your kids about it.
那么上后面的四个礼拜哈，我们在英语崇拜当中呢，我们就会把这个主导文呢拆开来，一个一个的详细的讲。那么我希望你们回家以后能够问你们的在英语课的英语这个崇拜的孩子们，问他们的感想是什么。
So from the prayer, we get God's location in heaven.
第一个祷告是说，我们知道神所在的位置是在天上。
And we get God's name as being hallowed or holy or set apart.
那么我们也知道神的名字是什么？他就是圣洁的，他是他是分别为圣的。那他是我不知道是什么意
思。
那边有。
他是圣洁的，他是神圣的，他也是分别为圣。
Now, God's name is really important throughout the entire Bible.
事实上，神的名号是从头到尾在圣经里面都有提到的。
Just by way of example, in Genesis 1, we get Elohim, the God of power.
那再你举个例子来看，那在创世纪的第一章里面，我们就感到神的这个名字是叫 Elohim。Elohim 就表示说是大有能力的神。
And we see this power just by speaking stuff out. There's no delay.
那这个大有能力是表现在什么呢？只要神的话一出呢，事情就成了。
Let there be light. And there was light.
他说要有光就有光。
But then we have a shift in Genesis 2.
可是我们在创世纪第二章的时候就有一个转变。
Genesis 2 is the details of what happened in Genesis 1.
那第二章事实上就是比较有细节的记载，说在第一章里面是讲的是什么。在这个例子里面呢，我们就讲说神就是耶和华雅各。
And this is a personal God who gets down in the dust and forms humanity in His image.
而这个神呢，就是一个很亲密的神，是像跟我们很像人的神，他就是会在泥土当中把这个。
So his name is holy, and we're to treat it as such, as adopted sons and daughters into his family.
那他的名字叫神圣哈，那么我们就是要把他的把他当作圣洁的，然后呢，我们就是在我们这些被收养的儿子女儿，就是进入到他的家中了。
And adoption into his family comes through one way, and that's belief.
那什么样是能够被神收养呢？那就是我们信任这个神，我们相信这个神，接受他的救主。
And as sons and daughters, every thought, every word, and every action reflects our father.
作为他的这个孩子呢，就是即使是我们收养的，我们的每一个心思意念，我们的字语话语，还有我们的行为，都应该反映出这个父亲的这个名字。
And that's why it's written.
想了半天，想说这没办法。
所以说呢，经常就提到说，你是圣洁的，因为我是圣洁的。
Now, as adopted children, we pick up the speech and the thoughts and the mannerisms of our parents.
因为我们是他的孩子呢，被收养的孩子呢，所以我们就可以以孩子来到父亲的这个方式来跟他的沟通。
So maybe you know people who've adopted kids.
你知道，我相信你也看过一些父母他们收养的孩子哈。
And it is funny how even though they're not their children biologically, they begin to talk and act like their parents.
你们有没有发现到说，经过一段时间以后，他们收养的孩子，慢慢的他们的言语行为都很像他们的这个养父母了吗
？Even so much so that they begin to look like their parents.
甚至呢，一段时间以后，他们甚至就看起来都像他们的父母的形象。
And that's what we're called to do.
那就是我们在神面前被掌召过来的。
So now,
实际的应用上，在每天每一个小时当中是怎么样实际应用呢？
And that brings us to our third point. How do you identify yourself?
那现在就我们带到第三点了哈，就说你怎么来来描述你自己？
Now I would say that I'm a Christian.
那我会跟人家讲说我是基督徒。
But I'm also an American.
可是我也是美国人。
So the question I have to be asking all the time is, which one drives which?
那么，所以我常常要谈的，常常要思考的一个问题，就是说，是哪一个名词是基督徒，或者是美国人这个词，是哪一个名词形容哪一个
？Do I think and act first as an American?
我是不是首先呢是以这个美国人的眼光来想、来看事情，或是来看我的行为
？Or do I think?First, as a Christian who happens to have been born in America,
还是我要先以这个基督徒的眼光来看、来思考、来看我自己的行为，是因为我是以基督徒的眼光来，然后再来看说我是在美国出生的。
So how about you? Does your being from China or the Asian region drive your Christianity, or is it the other way around?
那你呢？你们在座的各位是以说以基督徒的这个眼光来看你们的行为跟你们思考，还是说你是以这个中国人的这个眼光来看你的行为跟思想？
And how this happens is how we see the whole world is the lens through which we see in the whole world.
这个就会影响到我们用什么样的眼光来看这个世界。
It's like these glasses.I need these glasses to see.
我需要这个眼镜来看。
It's no fun getting old.
老来实在是很没意思。
But right now we're all just blobs of color.
现在呢，你们我要拿下来的话，你们看起来就是一群颜色哈。
But when I put my glasses on, I can see you clearly.
可是我把眼镜戴起来的时候，我就可以很清楚的看到你们每个人的面孔。
So every morning, do I get up and put my American glasses on?
所以每天早上我起来，我是不是先把我美国人的眼镜戴起来呢？
And judge the world through rugged individualism or individual rights or freedom of expression?
我是不是以这个美国人的眼光来看，就是我每天早上起来，就是说以这个美国人所讲的这个，我们以人权为重，自己的人权为重，以我们的自由，以我们这个平等来看这个世界呢？
Or do I put my Christian glasses on and I see the world as saved and lost and grace and mercy?
还是呢，我先以这个基督徒的这个眼镜先戴上，那我就看这个世界，就是说这个世界是不是有人被拯救，是以恩典，还有这个以其他就是神的眼光来看。
If I have my American glasses on, my rights will always be more and stronger and greater than your rights.
那如果我是以美国人的眼光来看的话，我的权利呢是往往要超过你的权利。
And I think we just saw that with Supreme Court cases.
我们实际上最近就看到这个在最高法庭所判决的一个例子。
But put on my Christian glasses, your rights become more important than my rights.
可是，如果我是用这个基督徒的眼镜来看的话呢，我就认为说，你的权利事实上是高过我的权利。
And I interact with you with love and mercy and understanding.
我呢是跟你沟通的时候，我是以爱心以爱心以宽容以了解来跟你相沟通的。
Because that's the way God our Father acts with us.
事实上，那个就是神所要求我们的。
So, what do we do now with this prayer?
那现在我们对这个主祷文要怎么样呢？
As a child of God, we need to know how to pray to our Father.
我们作为神的孩子呢，我们要知道怎么去跟我们的父亲祷告。
So, how many of you have ever ridden a bike?
Ridden? How
many of you have taught your kids how to ride?
你们在座有谁教你们的孩子骑单车？
You know, you generally started out on a tricycle, right? The little three-wheel thing.
你记不记得你刚刚开始的时候是一个小孩子的小三轮车，然后教他们练习骑车。 我想呢，你可以用主导文，就像那个小孩子学习那个骑单车一样，哈，三轮车一样，你可以先开始背诵主导文，来当做这个小孩子的练习单车。
But eventually, you're ready to graduate from the tricycle to the bike with the training wheels, right?
然后逐渐的从三个轮的那个车呢，就开始进步到这个那个，就说有一个两轮的车。
The English call them stabilizers.
Oh, sorry, 也是一个三轮的车，就是它那个外面是有帮助他们平衡的那个单车。
Now in this case, instead of just reciting it, we use it as a model, but we insert our own words into it.
那就第二个成长的这个步骤呢，就是说我们用主导文作为一个这个模式，那我就把我们这生活里面所需要的东西呢，按照那个模式来放进去。
So we break the Lord's Prayer into its five segments.
那我们就把主导文呢，就分成五个部分。
And we start our prayer by thinking of God's holiness in heaven.
我们刚刚开始就想到说，神的圣洁是在天上。
We think about His will being done in heaven and as it being done on earth.
我们就思考说，哎呀，神啊，你的圣名，愿人都尊你的名为圣。你的旨意是行在天上，如同行在地上。
And then we turn our attention to our needs.
然后呢，我们再把这个注目力呢，回到我们身上的需要。
And notice that it's the provision of our daily needs.
知道说神会供应我们每日的需要。
And then we turn our attention to the forgiveness, the confession of our sins to God, and forgiving others that are around us.
那我们在下一步呢，就是说，知道神的供应以后呢，我们就把我们的认罪，把我们的罪呢，就是交托给神认罪，然后呢，也能够原谅周围的别人侵犯我们的人。
And then finally, asking for His protection from temptation.
然后最后呢，是要祈求神的保护跟他的这个怜悯。
So the model would be holiness.
所以这整个的模式，祷告的模式就变成这样：第一个就是圣洁。
The revealing of God's will to us.
然后让神表达彰显他在我们身上的旨意。
Then our daily provision.
然后我们每日用饮食供给给我们。
Then the forgiveness of our sins and our forgiveness of others.
然后他能赦免我们的罪，所以我们能赦免别人的罪。
And then finally the protection from temptation and the evil one.
最后呢是帮我们保守我们，就是说脱离凶恶。
So now you're going over time. You started on a tricycle with reciting. Now you're using it as a model. And pretty soon you're ready to take off the training wheels.
那所以说你就像小孩子骑那个小三轮车一样，刚开始呢只是背诵主导文，然后升级到一个比较稳的这个训练的单车上面呢，你就开始用那个五个方式，好，五个这个段落来练习祷告。然后在你就在一段时间以后呢，事实上你就很习惯能够自己单车的把那个练习的轮子都拿掉，就是要变成你祷告主导文的时候，就是你的第二个习惯，很自然的应用了。
And so you're just ready. It's a part of you, and now you don't just leap right into God, give me, but you know how to approach our Father.
那这样子的话，你就已经变成一个习惯了，就很自然的知道怎么去亲近神，跟神沟通，而不是一刚开始祷告的时候就跟神讲一连串，你给我这个，给我那，给我那个，而是说是怎么样用那个方式跟神先亲近。
And sometimes it takes a little while for that to be our new habit.
有的时候的确需要一段时间练习，才慢慢把那样的一个祷告的方式变成我们的习惯。
And then it becomes our very nature, because our nature is now like our Father's nature.
所以，可是一段时间以后呢，那就变成我们的一个习惯了，就很自然的会应用出来，因为那个就是神希望我们学习的。
And through prayer and the study of His Word, we are able more and more to love Him with our whole hearts, minds, soul, and strength.
逐渐的进入我们的祷告，跟我们研习他的话语呢，我们就能够逐渐爱神呢，是尽让我们能够尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主我们的神。
So if you want to know God really well, I mean better than your best friend, follow Jesus' instruction.
如果你要真的是知道这位神，超过他，跟你最好朋友的关系，让他变成你最好的朋友的时候，你就这样子学习那个基督。
And you can start that today, and start it with your kids.
你可以今天就开始，而且跟你的孩子一起开始。
And may God richly bless you through this entire journey.
希望神大大的祝福你，在这整个这个祷告的旅程当中，大大的祝福你。
Let me close this.
那我们现在结束祷告。
Father, we are so grateful that you have given us this model.
神啊，我们非常非常的感谢你给我们这个祷告的模式。
But Father, let me also thank you for two other things that we didn't cover.
神啊，我现在也是要跟你祷告说，有两个东西我们没有今天没有包括的。
First.Your word tells us that even when we don't know what to pray for, your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, is praying on our behalf.
神啊，第一件事就是说，虽然我们总是不知道怎么祷告，可是你已经说圣灵会轻轻的、不断的用我帮以我们的这个好处来帮助我们祷告。
Secondly, your Son who died for our sins is also interceding on our behalf, praying for our behalf.
第二个就是说，谢谢你呢，你的孩爱子为我们牺牲了。虽然呢，他是就是帮助我们来到你的面前，帮助我们不断的向你祈求。
Father, we are prone to drifting away, trying to follow other gods.
神啊，我们的众人呢，都是很容易就把你忘记了，然后转到别的事情上。
But help each one of us draw closer to you and be free from this temptation.
神啊，请你不断的帮助我们，让我们一直这样子被你吸引。
Help us to know you not as some distant God.
让我们知道说，你并不是个很遥远的神。
But as a close, loving, intimate Father who wants and cares for our every need.
而是一个很亲密的，就在我们旁边的很慈爱的一个父亲，你呢很渴望知道我们一切的需要。
Father, we are truly grateful for the salvation that you've given us through Jesus.
神啊，我们真真正正的非常希望这样的救恩是你经由耶稣基督所给我们的。
May we draw closer to you and be found worthy of the call that you've made on our lives.
神啊，让我们不断的亲近你，让你觉得说我们是值得你对我们这样的呼召。
Father, we love you and we trust you.
神啊，我们爱你，我们相信你。
It's all these things that I lift up in Jesus' name.
把所有这些事情都交托给你，以耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.